Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the 34th topic of Parashas Kiseitze, the mitzvah of Yibum, Perek Chav Hei, Posuk Hei. Ki yeshevu achim yachdov, umeis achad mihem uvein ein loy, loy zihye eishes hameis achutza leish zor, yevamoh yavoy oleho, they have two brothers living together, and one of them dies without any children. The wife of the dead brother may not marry out to a foreigner. Rather, her brother-in-law, her husband's brother, has to be boiler and take her as a wife, and thereby be mekayim the mitzvah of yibum. Says Rashi, ki yeshvu achim yachtov. What does that mean, two brothers are living together? They had to have been living together at the same time. This is coming to exclude a scenario that a brother was born after the brother died. They never lived together in the same world. There is no mitzvah of yibum even when he grows up on a brother that was not alive together with the dead brother. Yachdov. They have to be joined together, that they're going to inherit together. Coming to exclude a brother that they share the same mother. They're not going to inherit together. Each one's going to inherit their father. Namely, the mitzvah of Yibum is only by brothers that share a father. Uvein ein loy, he has no children. The Gemara darshens ayin olav. The Gemara says, the word ein could have been written without a yud, aleph nun, just like we'll see later on. In Posuk Zayin, it says, me ein yevomi, without a yud. You see ein could be spelled without a yud. The extra yud tells me to make a drasha and switch the aleph for an ayin, ayin olav. Even if you don't see any children at first glance, look deeper. Namely, ben oibas, oi ben habein, oy bas habein, oy ben abas, oy bas abas. Even if you don't see any children, let's say the children died, but maybe there are grandchildren. And if there are grandchildren, there is no mitzvah of yibum. There is only a mitzvah of yibum if there is no offspring whatsoever. Pozuk vav vehoyo habechoy asher teled yokum al shemochi vameis velo imoche shemoy mi Yisrael. Without Rashi, I would have said the poshup shot in this pasuk is as follows. And the bechoyo, the firstborn that this yevama gives birth to, from being with her dead brother's husband, this when through the mitzvah of yibum, he will perpetuate the name of the dead brother in order that his name should not be obliterated from Klal Yisrael. But Rashi learns the pasuk differently. And I'm not sure if Rashi means it as poshup shot, or Rashi's masking that Posh Pshat is what I said, and Rashi's making a drash, I'm not sure. Rashi learns that the word Bechoyer is not referring to the child of the Yovam and the Yavama. Rather, it's referring to the Yovam. Who is going to be Miyabim? If there are many brothers, the mitzvah is that the firstborn is offered to do the mitzvah first. If he doesn't want to, he can pass it on. But Lechatchila, he's the first choice. And the word Asher Teled is not referring to the Yevama giving birth. Rather, it's telling us that the Yevama has to be able to bear children. If she's an Eiloness, that's a woman who cannot bear children because she has no womb in the first place, there is no mitzvah of Yibum. And the words Yokum al Shem Ochi Vameis, Rashi says, it's not referring to the child born will perpetuate the dead brother's name. No. It's telling us that the Miyabim, the one who's Miyabim, this woman, he gets the nechosim that the dead brother got from their father. And the last words, v'lo yimoch ha'shmoy mi'Yisrael, in order that the dead brother's name should not be obliterated, is coming to exclude that if his name was obliterated already, because he was a soris when he got married, he can't have any children in the first place, he was never planning on having any children, because he can't, then there is no mitzvah of yibum in the first place. Says Rashi, he's given the first choice to be miyabe. Coming to exclude an islandess, a woman that without the simonim of a woman, she doesn't have a womb. So there is no mitzvah of Yibum. Yokum al shem ochiv ze sheyibim es ishtoi. The meyabim yitel nachal as hameis benichseyoviv. He gets the nachal of the mace, whatever he got from his father, and we don't divide it among the brothers. The miyabim gets everything. His name was already obliterated because he could not have had any children anyways. And if the brother-in-law, the man does not want to take his sister-in-law as a wife, he doesn't want to do the mitzvah of Yibum, so the Yevim to his sister-in-law goes to the gates of Beis Din, and she tells them, my brother-in-law refuses to perpetuate his brother's name in Klal Yisrael. Lo ovo yabemi, he refuses to be yabemi. Says Rashi, Asharo ketar gumoy l'sra Beis Dino, to the gates of Beis Din. Posuk ches v'kohu lo yiziknei roi v'dibru elov v'omad v'omar lo yichofatzti lekachto. And then the elders of the city will summon him and speak to him. They'll see why is he refusing to do Yibum. If he has a good reason, okay. But if not, they'll try to convince him out of it. But if he's standing his own and he's saying no, he gets up and he says, I do not want to take her as a wife. Says Rashi, v'omad v'omar, dafka ba'amir, he has to say these words, lo yichofatzti lekachto, he has a din, he has to say it while he's standing, as the pasuk says, v'omad. V'omar, he has to say these words, b'loshna kodesh, that he, all her words we're about to see, and what we saw in pasuk Zion, it has to be b'loshna kodesh. We learn it now from Gezira Shavo, it says over here, v'omar, v'omro, and it says in Parashas Kisovoi, by the Maimad of the Baruchas and the Klolois, and the Gizman Evil, the Omru, and over there we learn it out that it's Lashna Kodesh. So it's over here, the whole back and forth between the Yavama and Bezdin, and the Yavam and Bezdin, and between them, it has to be Beloshna Kodesh. Posuk tez, v'nigisho yevimitoi, eilov, le'inei azekeinim, v'cholitzon aloi mi'al ragloi, v'yoreko b'fanov, and then his sister-in-law, the Yavama, goes over to him in the presence of this Kenim in Beis Din. She has to remove his shoe from his foot, and then she has to spit in his face, not on his face, but in front of his face, hitting the ground. And then she raises her voice and she says, "Bloshna Kodesh, Koko ye oselo ish." This is what should be done to a man that refuses to read to build the house of his brother. Says Rashi v'yolko befono l'algabi kalka. Asher lo yivne. It doesn't say asher lo bono. Rather, asher lo yivne in the future tense. This teaches us, says Rashi, mekalim ish cholatz. Once you did chalitza, which is what we're doing now. You can't regret afterwards and say, you know what, on second thought, I'll do Yibum. It's too late. Once you do Chalitza, you cannot do Yibum. From now on, this brother's household will be known as Beis Chalutz Hanal, the household that his shoe was taken off. Says Rashi, v'nikro shmoi, mitzvah al kol ha'omdim shom loimar chalutz hanal. There is a mitzvah of all those present at the chalitza maimad to say chalutz hanal. And this way, word will get out, and everybody will start nicknaming this person's household based chalutz hanal. It's interesting to note that throughout Yevamos, when we talk about chalitza, we always talk about the man doing chalitza to the woman. When the word chalitza actually means to remove the shoe, it's actually the woman taking off the man's shoe. But afal b'chein, the Mishnayos throughout Yevamos always refer to him as choletz lo. He's doing the chalitza to her, even though he's not doing any action. Ad kan, topic 34, the mitzvah of Yibum. On to topic 35, the payment of boishes. We know that when somebody damages his friend, there are five payments. Nezek, tzar, ripuy, sheves, boishes. And now we're going to learn about the payment of boishes, embarrassment. Posuk Yud Aleph, ki notzu anoshim yachdov, ish ve'ochiv, ve'korevo ish es ho'echod, la'atzil es isho, miyad makeihu, ve'sholecho yodo, ve'chaziko bimvushov.
It seems that Rashi learned the translation of the word yinotsu is arguing. When two men are arguing, a man with his friend, and the argument escalated into a fist fight, and the wife of one of them comes to help him out, and she holds on to the other person's private parts, which could be quite embarrassing.
Says Rashi, ki yinotsu anoshim soifon lo v'ledei makos.
If they're yinotsu, they're arguing, they're bickering, they're going to end up coming to a fist fight. As his posuk says,
Ein sholem yoytze mitoich matzus.
We learn from here, no peace comes from arguing. Similar to what Rashi told us in posuk Aleph. Ki yeriv bein anoshim. There also Rashi says, Ein sholem yoytze mitoich merivo.
Posuk Yud Beis, vekatzo iso es kapo, lo iso chois einecho.
Literally translated, cut off her hand. Do not have any pity on her. But says Rashi, it doesn't mean that. Chazal tell us, katzo iso es kapo, mo moind mei boshtoi. You gotta pay whatever the we evaluate is the embarrassment. How much would a person pay to get out of such an embarrassment? And that depends. Hakoyle fi hamevayesh v'hamizbayesh. Who is the embarrasser? Who is the person that got embarrassed? Oy einoy elo yodam mamosh. Right, Rashi maybe means literally you chop off her hand. Says Rashi, no.
Ne'mar kan lo yisochois einecho.
V'ne'mar le'alon beidim zaymimim. Above we saw in Pasha Shoiftim. Regarding Edim Zoymimim, it says Lo Yisochis Einecho. And over there it says also Yod B'Yod, Regel B'Rogel,
Mala Alon by Edim Zoymimim.
It's talking about Momoin. It's the money, not the actual Yod B'Yod, Regel B'Rogel. Avkan Momoin, it means money, not the actual Katzoy Zez Kapo.
On to topic 36. Make sure your weights are real weights. They're honest weights.
Posugud gimel lo yehi yelecho bechisecho even va'oven negedoylo uktano. You may not have in your pouch two types of stone. A big one, which contradicts the smaller stone, which is the real weight. The smaller stone that says 1 pound on it, that's really 1 pound. And the bigger stone that also says 1 pound on it, it's not 1 pound. It's contradicting the real one, namely the smaller one. And why would a person do that? He has two stones that say a pound in it. When he buys from the supplier, he uses the big stone. He gets more merchandise. And when he sells it to the private people, he uses the smaller stone. This way he ends up making money in a dishonest way.
Similarly, says Pasuk Yud Dalet, Lo yehiye lecho beveisecho eifo veifo gedoy lo uktano.
The even v'oven is a weight measurement, and eifa v'eifa is a volume measurement. You also have a larger one that, let's say, it says a liter on it, but really it's much more than a liter, and it doesn't equal up to the smaller one, which is a real liter. When you buy it from the wholesaler, you buy it with the bigger one, and when you sell it on, you sell with the smaller one. Same idea as the even v'oven. You may not have that in your house.
Says Rashi, Gdoilo Uktano. Gdoilo Keshamakheshes Esaktano.
A bigger one that contradicts the smaller one.
Shalei Noitel Begdoilo Umachze Bektano.
You buy with the big one and send with the smaller one. Rashi doesn't want to learn that Gdoilo Uktano means don't have a big and a small stone. Both of them are not real. Bigger than the real one and smaller than the real one. Because then it would have said Gdoilo Uktano. Gdoilo Uktano tells you that the Ktano is real and the Gdoila is fake, and the Gdoila doesn't compare to the Ktano.
Says Rashi, lo yihi yelecho, imosiso kein, lo yihi yelecho klum.
Rashi is darshaning it, not like the timing. The poshup shot is, lo yihi yelecho bechischo, kamo, even va'oven. You may not have in your pouch two types of stones. But Rashi is darshaning, lo yihi yelecho, kamo, you'll end up with nothing. If you have bechischo even va'oven, same thing in the next pasuk. Lo yihiye lecho. If you have beveischo eifo ve'eifo, says Rashi, even ve'even is mishkolis. That's talking about weights, and eifo ve'eifo, that's talking about volume measurements.
Pasuk tesva ve'even shleima v'tzedek yihiye loch eifo shleima v'tzedek yihiye loch למען יאריכו יומך על האדמה אשר אדוני אלוהיך נותן לך.
Rather, all of your stones should be whole and just. And same thing with your value measurements. They should be whole and just in order that you should have a long life on the land that Hashem is giving you. And here Rashi also makes a drasha similar. It's the counter drasha of what he made before.
Even shleim avot tzedek.
If you do that, then yihyeloch.
Im osisa kein, yihyelocho harbe.
The yihyelocho, according to the drash, is not going on having an even shleim avot tzedek. Rather, even shleim avot tzedek, kama, if you have that, then yihyelocho, you'll have a lot of money.
It's mido keneged mido.
Why does a person have unfair stones? He thinks he's going to make money. Says the Torah, you won't be making money. You're going to end up losing money. And if you're honest, then Hashem will send you the Shefa. Going on back, I'm posuk Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. The dishonest stones and the dishonest volume measurements, those are disgusting to Hashem. Anybody who does those type of things, anybody who does something that's an avlo, that's shekel, that's not true.
Adkan, topic 36, the fair weights and fair measurements. And on to the last and 37, the last topic of the parsha, the zechira of Maisa Amolik.
Posuk Yud Zayin Ezechor Eis Asher Osolocho Amolik Baderech Betzeisechem Mimitzrayim.
Remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you left Mitzrayim.
What we learned above at the end of Parshas Beshalach, when Klal Yisrael was in a place called Refidim, right before Rosh Chodesh Sivan, less than a month and a half after they left Mitzrayim.
Says Rashi, Rashi wants to know the connection between Zohar Aser Osoloch Amalek and the Midos and Mishkolos.
If a person is dishonest with measurements and weights,
he should be worried about
the enemy starting up with him.
That's our topic before. Hashem discuss a person that has dishonest weights.
The next posuk in Mishlei, bozodoin vayovoi koloin.
If a person has moizne milmo, then evil people come to him and start up with him.
Posuk yudches asher korecho baderech vayizanei becho kol hanechesh olim acharecho ve'ato oyev v'yogei av ve'lo yogei Elohim.
Asher korecho, Rashi has a posuk pshat and two droshos.
The Pasha Pshat is, what happened to you on the way?
When Amalek was chasing you, and all those that are Nechesh Sholim Acharecho, those who are weak because of their Chatoim, and the Onon spit them out of the Onon. So they revealed to Amalek. Amalek took them and cut off their tails, namely referring to the Milo. They took their Milois and they threw it up to Hashem. As if to say, this nation thinks that they're special, they're more special than any other nations, they have a bris milah, they have a treaty, a covenant with Hashem. Bobkis, look what we're doing, we're cutting off the milahs and throwing them to Hashem.
And you, Klal Yisrael, at the time you were thirsty right before the Refidim, we saw there's a story over there, there was no water,
you were toiling, you were weary from the way.
V'lo yorei Elohim and Amalek was not, they did not fear Hashem.
V'horayah, look what they did to you.
Says Rashi, Asher Korcho Baderech, the Poshav Shat Loshen Mikre, it happened to you. Dovor Acher, Korcho is Loshen Keri V'tumo, Shoyimetam on B'mishkav Zohur.
Dovor Acher, another drash, Loshen Kur V'choim, Loshen cold and heat.
Tzinencho V'ivshilcho Miriticho.
There was a you were boiling. People were afraid to touch you, and they cooled it off.
Klal Yisrael just left Mitzrayim with a huge fanfare.
Ten makos, makas bechoyros, kriyas yamsuf.
Going through the desert with Anonim and Mon, everybody was scared stiff.
Ubozeve hischil vehero mokem lacherim.
Amalek the mechutzofim. They showed that it is possible to start off with Klal Yisrael.
Moshulam bati roi tachas, like you have a boiling tub of water.
Shein kol belya yechoy l'leged b'toycho. Nobody dares to go in, nobody can go in.
Bo ben blial echod. One person who doesn't care about anything, kofatz v'yora letoicho, he jumps into it. Afal pishe nichvo, he himself got burnt. But hikra oisa b'fnei achirim, he called it off for others, and now others will follow. That's what happened to Amalek. Everybody was afraid. Amalek indeed got burnt. Yeshua fought the war, and he was v'yachal oisa yistuer Amalek. But nevertheless, Lamaisa, now other nations, saw that it's possible. V'yazanev makas zonov, a maka that has to do with a tail. Namely, choytech milois v'zoyre klape malo. Kol ha-necheshonim acharecho, necheshonim es chaserei koyach. They were weak. Why were they weak? Machmas chetom, shoya onon poilton, the onon spit them out. V'ato oyev yogeya oyev batzomo dichsiv. Over there in Parzat B'shalach, v'yitzma shoma'om lamoy. They were thirsty. Uksiv acharov right afterwards, v'yovo yamolek in Refidim. V'yogeya baderech, you were weary because of the way. V'lo yore amolek elokim milor alacho. The Amalek was not afraid from doing things bad to you. He wasn't worried about the consequences. Posuk yutez ve'oyo mehoniach adonoi eloihecho lecho mikol oyevecho misoviv boretz asher adonoi eloihecho noisein lecho nachalo lerishto timches zeicher Amalek mitachas hashamoim. And it will be when Hashem will settle you and you will have peace from all your enemies from around, in the land that Hashem is giving you as an inheritance. You shall obliterate any memory of Amalek from underneath the sky. Loin tishkoch, do not forget this mitzvah, namely to remember the Maisa Amalek, and when you have an opportunity to destroy any remembrance of Amalek. Says Rashi, Timche Zicha Amalek. Me'ish ad isho me'oiled v'ad yoinek mishuil v'atzeh. Rashi is quoting a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. When Shmuel and Ovi told Shaul HaMelech to go b'mekayim this mitzvah and completely destroy them. Me'ish v'ad isho, from man to woman, me'oiled v'ad yoinek, from children to nursing babies, mishuil v'atzeh, from oxen to sheep, everything. Shelo yehei shem Amalek nizker afilu ala behemo. The name should not be remembered even on an animal. Loima, that somebody may say, Behema zu mishel Amoleki, so this used to be an Amoleki. Nothing should be remembered of that. Adkan, the 37th topic, Zechiras Maise Amolek. Rabbi Yisai, let us chazer one more time the 37 topics of Parashas Ki Tsetse. And as we go through them, we'll point out some interesting combinations that the Torah made between the topics. Topic number one, Eishes Yifas Toya. Topic number two, Yerushas Bechoil. Don't make any changes, even if you feel like it. Topic number three, Bein Suireru Moire. Topic number four, Vesoliso Yisrael Eitz, Kolan Iskolim Nitlin. Topic number five, Hashovas Aveido. Topic number six, Hokim Tokim. Topic number seven, Lo Yilbash. Topic number eight, Shiloh HaKan. Topic nine and ten, take a look, very interesting. Topic nine, is Kisivne Bais Chodosh Vosiso Ma'ake Legagecho. And topic 10 are the three types of Kilaim. Kilaya Kerem, Loisacha Rosh Beshuru Vachameo Yachdov, and Loisil Bashatnes. But the Torah put together Kilaya Kerem together with Vosiso Ma'ake Legagecho. Then there's a Parsha. And we put together Shuru Vachameo and Sil Bashatnes. Why that is? I don't know. Lachoro Kilaya Kerem is more similar to Shuru Vachameo and Shatnes than it is to Ma'ake. Topic number 11, Gedilim Ta'aseh Lecho, the mitzvah of tzitzis. Topic number 12, Moitzi Shemra. Whether he lied and then he has to be punished with Malkus and Meir Kesef, or whether he's saying the truth, in which case the girl is Chayiv Misa. Topic number 13, the Oinesh of someone who's Mezana with an Eishes Ish. Topic number 14, the story of the Nairo Besula Meirosa. If she was Mezana Berotzoin, they're both Chayiv Misa, Skila, and if it was Be'oines, then he's Chayiv Misa and she's not. Topic number 15, an Oines of an Aro Besulo Asher Loi Oiroso. The Chamishim Kesef you have to give to the father. And Veloisiya Le'isha. Topic number 16, the Yisurei Bio. The Chiddush of Loikach Is Esh Eshes Oviv, Veloigale Knaf Oviv, Ptsua Dako, Krushovcho, Mamzer, Amoine Moavi, and Mitzri Ve'edoimi. Topic number 17, Kedushas HaMachane, whether they're camping or whether they're at war. Topic number 18, Loi Saskir Eved El Adoinov. Topic number 19, Loi Znus, Kedesha and Kodesh and Esnan Zoino. Topic number 20, Loi Sashich Lochicho, the Issue on the Loive to pay the interest to the Malve. Topic number 21, the Issue of Loi Seachel. When pledging to give an eder a korban, make sure it's not late. Topic number 22, Kisova Bekerem Riecho, or Bekomas Riecho, you're allowed to eat, but you can't stash away in your kelim. Topic number 23, the topic of Machazir Grush Hosoi, which Derech Agav teaches us all Hilchos Gittin. Topic number 24, Kiikach Ish Isho Chadosho Lo Yetzi Batzovo, which is combined together, for some reason which I don't understand, with topic 25 of Lo Yachav Oil Rechaim V'Rochev, when taking collateral, don't take something that you need for Eichel Nefesh. Topic number 26, V'goinev Ish U'mechoroi, discussing the Loisignoi of the Aseres Hadiprois. Topic number 27, Ishomer B'nega Tzoras. Don't cut it off and listen to all the halachos the Kohanim tell you, and Zechiras Maisem Milyo, if you want to avoid Tzoras in the first place. Topic number 28, the halachos of taking a mashkin Sheloi B'shas Halvo, namely, after the loan was due, what you may take, how you may take it, when do you have to return it. Topic number 29, don't hold back the wages. Even though we had it above in Parshas Kedoshim, there's an extra lav if he's an oni. Topic number 30, 2 and 1, based on the testimony of each other, and ish b'cheto yomus, nobody dies for the sin of somebody else. Topic 31, also 2 and 1, talking to the judges, don't tilt, don't pervert the mishpat of Egel Yosaim, and anybody, don't take a mashkin, shaloi b'shas halvo, a beged of an almona, which you're going to have to return. This is the third time mentioned, this halacha of mashkin, but for some reason the Torah separated them. One in Posuk Vov, v'leach v'lerechaim v'ochev, another one in Posuk Yud, kisa shebereach ha-mashas ma'umo, lo yisovi el b'yisrael avod avoytoi, and the third time in Posuk Yud Zayin, v'lo yisach v'l beged almono. How come all the halachos of mashkin were not put together? And how come this is combined with leisata mishpat gil yosoim? Einu yodea. Topic number 32, matnois anim, shikho, pay of an ilon, and oilolois of a keren. Topic number 33, the halachos of malkois. 34, the mitzvah of yibum. 35, the payment of boishes. 36, having fair and correct weights and measurements. And 37, zchiras maise amolek umechiyosoi. Good Shabbos.